Look, just a short recap of the Mississippi State game. You know, I was really pleased with the way our guys competed in the game. Our guys played hard, tough physical game like it always is against those guys. But, you know, offensively, I thought we had good balance. We ran the ball effectively, and we made a lot of explosive plays in the game. I didn't finish a couple drives in the second half, but obviously there's always things that we need to work on. I thought we played, you know, much better on defense, except for a couple explosive runs, mostly quarterback runs, where we didn't fit the things right. We got to continue to try to pressure the quarterback, create negative plays, and get more turnovers. You know, we got several injuries in the game. You know, Raekwon, DJ Dale, Henry Ruggs will all be questionable, you know, for this game this week. And, you know, of course, everybody's talked a lot about the Tua situation. And look, you know, we lost a great leader, a great player on our team, and we're all hurting because of it. And just like any time you lose somebody in your family, for whatever reasons, everybody in the family is hurting. And this is all about people, and this is all about the person. And, you know, we're pleased that the surgery went successfully, you know, today, and they expect him to have a full recovery. Look, I've talked to Tua. I feel bad. I'm hurting. All right, but so I call him on Saturday night to cheer him up. He cheers me up. I call him last night because I've been sitting in that room for 10 hours yesterday watching the film. I call him to cheer him up. He cheers me up. So this is a guy that has great spirit. He's very positive about just about everything he does and the effect that he has on other people. I think he's been a great ambassador for college football in terms of the class that he shows and the way he goes about what he does and how he affects other people. And I don't think there's any way that any of us can say we won't miss that spirit that he has. And, you know, the first thing he says to me last night when I tell him good luck in your surgery tomorrow is he said, well, I just can't wait to get back and see the game on Saturday. So, you know, it's also senior day. This group of seniors has had a great career here, 64-5, which is, you know, very, very impressive. There's a lot of quality people. There's a lot of guys that are going to graduate and will graduate, and we're proud of that. These guys have all represented the program in a first-class way, and can't be more prouder of a group of young men than the group that's going to be honored. And I hope our fans certainly go out and show that they appreciate and respect what these guys have done, you know, on Saturday. You know, Western Carolina presents a lot of problems for you. They've run a lot of options, and they've been pretty effective at doing it. And, you know, this game is really not about who we're playing, but it's about us continuing to be able to sort of build and rebuild the identity that we want to play to as a team, because we'll have some players out. It's obviously going to offer an opportunity some other players to get a chance to play and show what they can do in the game.
Start back left, Cecil.
Coach, with Mac now the number one guy, what are the qualities he brings and going forward for the rest of the year, what do you look for from Mac? How does the offense change?
Well, I don't think the offense changes much at all. I mean, Mac played in the Arkansas game and did a nice job, and I think it was 18 for 22 or whatever. And, you know, he's smart. He understands the offense. He's made a lot of improvement throughout the course of the year. We have a lot of confidence in Mac, and, you know, I think, you know, Sark's done a really good job of helping him develop throughout the year. So, you know, we're not changing what we do. You know, Mac is a very capable guy. He's a smart guy, and we have a lot of confidence in what he can do and what he will do for us.
Right here with John.
It seems like as soon as Tua gets hurt, people start speculating on his future and all that. Do you avoid until he's maybe ready, until he's kind of reached that point, even talking to him about playing career?
Look, our only concern is his health, his well-being, you know, and him making a full recovery. And, you know, our medical staff has done a phenomenal job in terms of how they handled this. Helicoptered into Birmingham, found out what was wrong with them right away. Consulted every expert, in the country. Decided to take them to Houston because that was the best option, we felt. And our concern is about him getting healthy, and this is going to be a long recovery for him, but we fully expect a full recovery. No one's really speculating or talking about, what's best for him to do in his future, because my only concern is that he can do what's best for him in his future. I don't know if, right now is the time to be thinking about that when you're thinking about the guy's health and well-being and recovery.
What was the timeline for you learning the severity of the injury, and were you surprised at how serious it was?
The first thing they said on the field was he had a bloody nose. So I was like, and then, for about 30 or 40 seconds, he didn't get up. And I'm saying, must be a really bad bloody nose. So then I sort of, over the headset, sort of inquired, and they said, his hip is hurt. So I walked out on the field, and they told me that his hip was hurt. Of course, they didn't know the severity of the injury. They thought that he dislocated his hip, but they didn't know for sure. So they took him in, and then they told me at halftime that he did dislocate his hip, but they did not know the severity until they did further testing. C.J. Mosley had the same kind of injury, here. I don't know how many years ago it was. I think it was in the championship game. Yeah. He's had a come back and had a very successful career. So that's basically all I can tell you about it.
Help you with Charlie.
You said that you lost a great leader in Tua. You said the same thing after Dylan Moses' injury. Where do you turn now from a leadership standpoint?
Well, I think we have other good leaders on our team. I felt horrible when and a great loss and a great concern for Dylan when he got hurt, as any player. I don't love these guys relative to how good of players they are. They're all part of our team. They're all part of our family. Hate to see any of them get hurt. Hate to see any of them make bad choices and decisions that can affect their future, or anything that happens to them that could affect their future. And certainly injuries are a part of the game, but it's also a part of life. Things always don't go exactly like you want in your life, and you have to be able to play the hand that's dealt you, overcome adversity at times, and you can actually become stronger because of it. So we have other guys on our team that are good leaders, and I think everybody has to step up fill the role.
Back
to Brett. Raekwon and DJ went out and the defensive line rotation got thinner. How do you think y'all handled that? And what is the defensive line rotation like without those two?
Well, Phil Mathis is also, injured this week. So we have three guys in the front that are all questionable maybe for this game. We basically played the guys that, we had available to us. I think both of the young guys went in, 47 and 92, and they both, did a pretty good job, of playing. But they have played, all year long, so it wasn't like they'd never played before. 58 got to play a little bit more because of it. He's been getting better and better as a player. We will actually have to play a couple guys, in this game that has not played. But they have games left, so this would not negate the opportunity that they could still be redshirted if they ended up playing in this game. So we have seven scholarship guys left in the defensive line, and they'll all have to make a contribution in this game if all these guys are out for the game.
Nick, what has it been like to coach Tua during his career here, and what will his legacy be for you?
Well, I Look, you'd like to say that you want to be fair and honest with all players, and you'd like to say you treat them all the same, but that's probably not the case. And I can think back to, you know, four or five players that actually truly could say, I really love those guys, you know, as people, the way they did things, the contribution that they made, how they affected other people. And, you know, Tua would be one of those four or five guys. I mean, he's just a fabulous person, a really good player, really cares about his team and his teammates, and never had one issue of problems with them since he's been here. You know, he's worked hard. He supported his teammates when he didn't play. He supported Jalen when he didn't play. Jalen supported him when he did play. So, I can't say enough good things about him and his family and the impact that they've had on the program here.
I know this has been a painful weekend for you. How have you processed that? And looking back, have you second-guessed your decision to play him against Mississippi State?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't know. I think as coaches, you know, the guy was healthy. He didn't have a problem with his ankle. Certainly didn't look like he had a problem with his ankle, which would have been the only reason not to play him in the game. You know, it's an SEC game. You know, typically you play the best players on your team at every position. So why wouldn't we play him? If I knew he was going to get hurt, I wouldn't play him. And if I knew he was going to get hurt, if I knew any player was going to get hurt, I'd have taken Raekwon out, I'd have taken Ruggs out, I'd have taken them all out. But unfortunately, we don't have that hindsight. So, you know, I'm not second guessing the fact that we played him. What if we wouldn't have played him and not won the game? I mean, how can you assume that you would win a game by not playing your best players? I've never, ever done that and don't intend to do it in the future, because that's the only way you can be fair to players, and that's the only way that you can be fair to the team. And Tua absolutely wanted to play in the game, did everything he could to play in the game, to get ready to play in the game, and he's our number one quarterback. So, I don't know. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers was able to play in the game, would they not play him in the game? I don't know how else to do it.
What did you think of how Shane Lee played on Saturday, and how is he progressing in terms of the responsibilities of the Mike linebacker?
Yeah, well, Shane probably played one of his best games of the year, made a lot of plays, and did a good job, better job at tackling. You know, we still have an occasional mental error by some of the younger guys that, you know, shows up. But, you know, I thought this was his best performance, most consistent game, and I see him sort of starting to develop confidence in what we're asking him to do and how he's going about doing it on a consistent basis.
From a character standpoint, and just like a teammate, so how has the team rallied behind Mac Jones since Saturday?
Well, I haven't seen the team yet, so you know, we gave him off yesterday, and you know, they're coming in at 2:00 today, but. Our team has always, whether it was the Arkansas game, you know, last week when we were a little uncertain on, you know, Monday and Tuesday whether Tua would be able to play in the game or not, I think the players have confidence in Mac, and I think, you know, they like Mac, and I think all the players around Mac need to know they need to play really, really well, so that he has the best opportunity to be successful, which will give us the best opportunity to be successful. Thank you.